Acts chapter 20. And after the uproar had stopped, Paul called to himself the disciples and embraced them, and departed to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them a lot of exhortation, he went into Greece and stayed there 3 months. And when the Jews laid an ambush for him, as he was about to sail to Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. And Sopater of Berea accompanied him into Asia, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus. These going before waited for us at Troas, and we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came to Troas in 5 days, where we stayed 7 days. And on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them, ready to depart on the next day, and continued his preaching till midnight. And there were many lights in the upper room where they were gathered together, and a certain young man named Eutychus sat in a window, having fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was preaching for a long time, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and seemed to be dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, "Don't be troubled, for his life is in him." When he had therefore come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even until daybreak, then he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were more than a little comforted. And we went before to the ship and sailed to Assos, intending to take Paul aboard there, because that's what he wanted, intending to go on foot. And when he met at Assos, we took him aboard and came to Mytilene. And we sailed from there and came the next day opposite Chios. And the next day we arrived at Samos, and waited at Trogyllium, and the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hurried, if possible, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church, and when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know, from the first day I came into Asia, my lifestyle with you at all times, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations that happened to me by the lying in ambush by the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable to you, but have shown you and have taught you in public and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, see, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions are on me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I will finish my course with joy and the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, see, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the gospel of God, shall see my face no more. So I testify to you today that I am clean from the blood of all men. For I have not failed to declare to you all the counsel of God. Watch yourselves, therefore, and for all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God that he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to pull away disciples after them. So stay awake and remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning everyone night and day with tears. And now, brothers, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, who is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of those who are made holy. I have desired no man's silver or gold or clothes. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered to my necessities and to those who are with me. I have shown you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all cried a lot, and hugged Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words that he spoke, that they would see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship.